Well, welcome once again, all of you, those who are here. And special welcome if you are visiting us first time. And to those who don't know me, my name is Ajay, and I worship here. And I work here as a curate, assistant minister. And today, I will be sharing from the Word of God this evening with you. So thank you once again for coming and being here. In 1985, after doing my college exams, and then I meant to do the university, I was just thinking whether to go to university and do higher education or go and do some professional kind of learning and then start working. And meanwhile, I decided to go for DTS, called Discipleship Training School, which was a 6 months program designed by American sort of organization called Youth with a Mission. How many of you have heard of this? Youth with a Mission? Yeah. It's a beautiful organization. And I was sent by my church for this DTS, Discipleship Training School. And this is the first time, as a young man, I traveled from Maharashtra, which is a bit upper part of India, to right down into Madras, which is Chennai, you know, in Tamil Nadu. And I had to be there for altogether 6 months. But the program was 3 months training and 3 months of outreach. And some of you know, and most of you know, India is a huge country. So I went from one place to the other place, you know, traveling so many hours. I didn't understand the language. They speak Tamil there. I speak Hindi. They're not happy with Hindi very much because there is some national issue there. And this is where I started speaking English a little bit more. And that's where I picked up how to communicate, because I had no option but speak in English because there was no one from Maharashtra there. And from there, after spending 3 months, that was enrich. And after 3 months of enrich, we had to go out and do outreach. Now, for that outreach, I had to go from Madras to Madhya Pradesh. You know, again, that is a huge journey. And it is very densely, populated with uneducated people, you know, and that is a very kind of area where there's not much development is there. And then we ended up there. And there's a region called Chhattisgarhi. Chhattisgarhi means 36 languages. And in that small region, you know, if you travel a few kilometers, there is a different language. If you travel a few kilometers, there's a different language. Altogether, they have a 36 language in that small region. And then we had to travel from one place to the other place. And huge walking. We had to do long walkings as we went and met villages. You know, we used to travel whole day after breakfast and or perhaps brunch, and then, you know, reach there by evening and do programs. And a lot of traveling took place. And I remember we had a team of nearly 13, I believe. And we used to walk, you know, in sun, and then, you know, we used to have a bicycle, just one bicycle, on which we used to have our sound system loaded. And we had a duties, you know, who would have that, you know, bicycle. And so we used to walk. And as we wandered, as we walked, what used to happen? It's a jungle area, you know, and then we used to have a guide who used to, you know, lead us. And then we used to walk. We start walking together as a team of 15 or 13. And as we walked slowly, what used to happen? Some people used to go further, some used to be lazy, just walking around slowly. And one particular day, I was going with the bicycle, and then three, four of us, one, you know, lagged behind. And we were just walking. And then after some time, as we walked, it was, again, I said it was a jungle area. And then we walked after some time, and then we realized we can't hear anyone, you know, talking further down. And then we said, are we lost or something? I said, you know, three of us, you know, talking. And then we said, no. Then someone ran ahead and then tried to call them and then, you know, see. And all of a sudden we realized that after, you know, a few hours of a good walk, we realized that we are lost. And then we really began to worry because, you know, there are bears there. And there was a season of that flower, Moa, you know, that flower blooms and it scents, you know, scent, you know, very scented flower. And bears love that. So we really panicked. And then basically what we started looking at the trees. I said, which tree we could climb, you know, if in case, you know, nobody comes to rescue. And we panicked because we know we were lost. And we started shouting. We climbed the tree. We made sure we have a nice good stick in our hands. And then we started shouting. And then really, there was no sunlight, you know, finally. And we couldn't hear anything. But because it became darker, then when we climbed the tree, we could see the light right from somewhere, in a few lights, because they were looking for us somewhere, and we were looking for them somewhere. And then we started, you know, approaching towards the light, and we shouted, and then finally we were found. The story I'm telling you, because we really don't want it to be lost that night. But as we walked, unknowingly, we were lost. And then when we realized, we panicked. But when we panicked, we just didn't sit there. We did something. We planned something. We looked for signs. And finally, when we saw the sign, we made our way towards that light. Now here, the point is that resembles with this story is we read this story. We have heard this story so many times. But I tell you, every time you hear this story, you know, it really becomes new for me. And the way I'm linking my story with this story is that this young man really don't want it to be lost, does he? No, he doesn't want it to be lost. He thought he's doing what the world is doing. You know, he was thinking that's the coolest thing he could do, to take something, you know, whatever belongs to him, go away, do everything, you know, be happy, be merry. And that's what he thought. And then he went. And he good few years. Until when he had a problem. When we read in verse 14, 15, and 16. Where we read, what happens is there. Verse 14 tells us that after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. And problems started. You know, he finished whatever he had. There was nothing for him to survive on, and there was a tough time outside. And that tough time woke him up, and that made him aware, I am really in trouble. I am lost here. I don't think I walked on the right path, because I have ended up where I really didn't want it to be. Again, story of Adam and Eve goes the same way. You know, Eve didn't realize that she was being dragged. She was being, you know, lured into a trap till there was a problem. I don't know how many days, how many weeks she must be having this conversation with this serpent. I'm sure it was not one conversation and she just grabbed it and ate. You know, it has been going on for a while, I believe. You know, and that's how devil works in our life. He poses everything is right. He tells us, that's okay. That's fine. And that's what really worries me in this time where we have learned to rational everything very well with our wisdom. We have learned to use our words very very carefully and very articulate everything, and we have somehow adapted and we have sort of acquired that technique. You know, even we are wrong, we don't admit it. You know, we try to justify ourselves, but that is really danger in Christian life. The moment we know that we are lost, we must act. This young man didn't, you know, say, oh, that's fine, you know, probably I was right, you know, with just a few things. No, he sat down and thought. You know, we read in verse 17. What happens in verse 17? Can somebody read for me? Have you got your Bibles open? Yeah, can you read? Yeah.
When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death."
Yeah. There's one word, coming to senses. And that is very important in Christian life. Coming to senses. And that's what devil doesn't want us to do. He wants us to make us feel that's fine. That's okay. Everything you do, that's fine. It happens. It happens. It's okay. You know, he doesn't want you to come to senses. He tries to, you know, give you all sorts of reasons and say, that's fine. But this young man, you know, there's a wonderful step here. He comes to senses. He realizes, I'm in danger. And then what happens? Verse 18 and 19. When coming back to senses, what he does is that he doesn't sit there. He starts thinking. He starts thinking, what has happened? What has happened? He basically traces back his trail, you know, where he has come from and how he has ended up here. And then he says, ah, this is what has happened. Because I'm away from my father, who is an experienced man, who has much money and he knows how to use his money. He's got an influence, he's got an experience. And because I'm away from him, people have deceived me. They have taken my money and have left me on my own. And that coming to senses, after coming to senses, the conversation that happens is very important. And he thinks rightly. He's a man who has lost himself and find himself lost, he's still a good man, you know. In his mind, he thinks rightly. He makes good call. And he thinks rightly and says, that's my problem. I made a mistake. And then verse 20, verse 20, what he does? Yeah, he got up and went to his father. He got up and went to his father. He came to senses. That is one important thing we see. He came to senses. He realizes his mistakes. Then he thinks, what is right in this situation? I don't want it to be here. I never thought I'll be here. But I am here. Now what I must do? Then he says, verse 20, well, I will return. I will return. And then in verse 20, he just don't think there about going back to father, but he gets up physically. Again, we don't know how far he has gone, but he returned back to his father. And this, whenever I read this, I see beautiful steps for repentance. This is how repentance should look like. You know, again, we have seen before that story, there is another story about lost sheep, isn't it? And we know the story. Jesus loves. He leaves 99 and go for one. We sing that beautiful song. We sang that in HTB conference. You know, he leaves 99 and come for me. You know, but the same God is not here with him, is it? He just left him. He's there. He's there. You know, and that's the difference, you know, between that this story. That animal was an animal. It was lost. You know, and then God goes, those who lost. But this man made very calculative decisions. And this father doesn't go after him. But important things this father does, he keeps his door open for him. And that is another part of the story where you could preach again on father's character, how loving he is, how accepting he is. But he's there. And this young man knew, my father is a great man. He's a good man. If I go back, he will definitely receive me. Dear brothers and sisters, this evening I want to really invite you to really see these steps of repentance. Perhaps we might have not really committed big mistakes like this young man had made, but there are things we do continually and we think it's fine. But there are great dangers in our life. If we continually do a few things what God doesn't want us to do, one day we will find ourselves that we are lost. And we will be very far away from our Father. So this evening, I just want to give you a few minutes from here now, you know, 5 minutes, and invite you to think about things of your life. What are the things in your life you think they're not right? Think about things where devil is trying to wrap up things in a wrong package and telling you it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Where he is trying to lead you into something very dangerous trap. And I want you to take that opportunity this evening. Think about anything that you can think of. And like these steps where he thinks, talks to himself. You know, we can talk, we can deceive the world, but we cannot deceive ourselves. Everything that is within our heart is open before God. God knows our heart. We don't have to hide anything. So bring that thing before God. And if there is anything, ask God, God, this is not right. I'm going to leave this here and I'm going to walk back towards you. And then after a few minutes, I will come and pray. And pray for the prayer of asking God, sorry, that we have wandered away from him. We have left him in many ways. And in many areas of our life where he doesn't want to us to be there in that part in our life. And then we will have a final song and then we'll end up with prayer. And again, I would like to invite you once we finish here, if you want a prayer, we will be available. One of us will pray for you. If you need a prayer, please do come and see us. So let's take some time and reflect on anything that we can bring back to God and say sorry.